On the 6th of Tishrei in 1974, during a Farbrengen in honor of his mother's Yahrzeit, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, all of a sudden, after Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, for hundreds and hundreds of years, looking at Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, as some kind of villain, as some kind of evil person that married a non-Jewish Greek soldier that was there when they stormed the temple and she started hitting the altar, as the Gemara says at the end of Sukkah. And then all of a sudden, as we learned yesterday, the Rebbe devoted an entire teary emotional sicha being melamed zchus, not just judging favorably, but finding the innate holiness that Miriam Bas Bilga had, even as she was part of the group storming the temple, as we discussed at length yesterday. Now again, this was an extremely revolutionary way of looking at a person that was in the Jewish collective memory as somebody very negative. And so there were quite a few people that were perturbed, to say the least, and very concerned. They didn't understand why the Rebbe would all of a sudden have spoken so favorably about Miriam from the house of Bilga. And then a little less than 2 weeks later, on Simchas Torah during the Farbrengen, the Rebbe himself addressed and explained why he did it. The Rebbe asked the question. He said that there are many people that are wondering, that were asking, why did I judge favorably? Why malamid zchus? Why search for the innate intrinsic holiness of a woman that for so many years has been seen as negative? So first of all, the Rebbe responded and said that first of all, everyone should know, and this is relevant for all of us, because we know that in the Ethics from Sinai, in Pirkei Avot, it says, Havi dan es kol adam lekaf zchus. One should judge every human being favorably. And that means, as the Rebbe explained, literally, that even if you see a Jew, somebody doing something negative that you know is negative, say with your mouth, be melamed zchus, because when you orally articulate something favorable that actually reveals the innate goodness that the person has inside, you're speaking favorably about a person actually reveals what's already there. So like the Rebbe is saying, I'm just revealing what she had already. This isn't me, so to speak. I'm not making up some innate holiness. The Rebbe is saying, anytime you speak favorably, you judge someone favorably, it actually reveals and it brings to the actual consciousness of the person. When you talk favorably about a person, it's revealing what they have inside. And the Rebbe says, Kal v'chomer, we can learn that out. How much more is that the case? Because when it comes to negative lashon hara, the same thing is true. Nishdagadacht, if somebody speaks bad about a person, lashon hara, you speak slander about a person, whether it's true or it's not true. You know, the Gemara says that it kills three people when you speak negatively about a person: the person talking, the person listening, and the person being talked about. And the Rebbe says, why the person being talked about, why is it their fault? And the answer is because when you talk about another person, words have an effect. Words have a cosmic effect, and that could also cause negative. It could actually kill that person spiritually when you talk bad about them. So the Rebbe said, first the Rebbe did a disclaimer and said, you're always supposed to be speaking favorably about people. But then the Rebbe said something fascinating. And the Rebbe said, and you should know, the Rebbe continued and says, Duh, Maisa from the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe said, and there's a story from the Alter Rebbe relevant to this story, to this case of Miriam Bas Bilga. What's the story of the Alter Rebbe? Now, of course, the Alter Rebbe was the Bala Tanya, was the great-great-great-grandfather of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Chabad, the author of Tanya. And the story is that one time the Alter Rebbe was sitting with a bunch of big people, and all of a sudden they brought into him a person that had a dibuk, what's called a ruach in the words of the sages. A dibuk means a spirit got impregnated into the person. When a person becomes possessed by, we don't want to say demon, because it's not necessarily a demon, it could be an ibur neshama, that another soul impregnates a person and takes over in some way, that's what a dibuk is. And so the Rebbe is like explaining the story about the Alter Rebbe, that by the Alter Rebbe, they actually brought in a dibuk, a person that was possessed. And the Alter Rebbe right away saw that the spirit, the soul that possessed this person, was the soul of one of the people that murdered Zechariah Hanavi. the prophet Zechariah. If you remember from almost all our liturgy, especially in Tisha B'Av, one of the biggest travesties committed in Jewish history, to the extent that it's actually written in the Bible, Hayahari Koyan V'Navi B'Migdash Hashem, could you imagine a priest and a prophet being killed in the Beis HaMikdash? There were a group of Jews that actually murdered the prophet Zechariah in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash. They actually murdered a Kohen who was a priest and a prophet, Zechariah, in the temple itself. And the Gemara in Gittin talks that his blood was bubbling for so long after that. It was one of the biggest travesties that a prophet was murdered in the temple. And the Alter Rebbe said that the soul of one of those that murdered Zechariah, he was the Dibuk. And so the Alter Rebbe was Melamed Zchus. And said, you judge favorably, you know why these people murdered Zechariah? The Alter Rebbe showed that essentially they were tzaddikim. They were holy people. They murdered a prophet in the temples. The Alter Rebbe explained because Zechariah was going to say, they knew that Zechariah was about to utter a prophecy of destruction, a nevuah about churban. And they knew that once a prophet utters something, articulates it with the mouth, it actually brings it about. And they knew that Zechariah didn't have an option not to say it because he was a Navi, he was the prophet, he's obligated to do what God says. But these people, the Alter Rebbe said, this soul that's the Dibuk over here that's possessing this person, these souls, they knew that it was forbidden and they knew they would be punished. But they so badly wanted to prevent the destruction of the temple that they murdered Zechariah in order that he shouldn't be able to say a prophecy to hasten the destruction of the temple. And the Alter Rebbe, as soon as he finished being Melamed Zchus on that soul, the Dibuk went out. The exorcism was complete. That soul left this Jew. And the Alter Rebbe explained, because this Jew was waiting for centuries for a tikkun, for his soul to be rectified, and he possessed this person to wait till his soul got rectified. And by being Melamed Zchus on the murderer of Zechariah Navi, the Alter Rebbe performed an exorcism. That caused the spirit to leave the person. By being Melamed Zchus, by being Mesakin, by making a tikkun, rectifying the soul, by revealing the innate holiness that the soul had. Period. And then the Rebbe went on to talk about other things. So he didn't say it actually like, I performed an exorcism, but everyone understood, because that's essentially the Rebbe was explaining, that apparently the soul of Miriam Bas Bilga was there on the 6th of Tishrei in 1974. Apparently the Rebbe saw that there was a dibuk, that the Rebbe was explaining the same thing that happened with Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe was explaining that's why he said that sicha about Miriam Bas Bilga. Apparently her soul came to 770, was at that Verbrengen. And I've heard afterwards, you know, how Hasidim, there are other legends. There are some people that say that they knew that there was a woman there that wasn't healthy at that Verbrengen, that she was a little insane and not healthy in her mind. I mean, there are all sorts of legends and stuff. They say, I've heard that there was a woman there that had a cross around her neck. I mean, there are all sorts of legends. None of that is confirmed as far as I know. We can't know any of the details, but certainly we do understand from the Rebbe's words that the Rebbe took out that ruach, the dibuk, the soul of Miriam Bas Bilga, and rectified it by being Melamed Zchus. And from here we learn, if nothing else, how careful we have to be about how we talk about people. It's impossible to overemphasize. Words are, the world was created through speech. Our prayer has effect because speech, our speech, brings radical salvation or destruction to all the worlds and the people about whom you're speaking. We have to be careful, as the King Solomon himself said, "Achaim v'amavis bi'ad aloshon." Life and death is in the tongue. Let's be careful how we use it.